Lots of questions, lots of fear. That could sum up the climate for immigrants in our country. This weekend, a new legal clinic hosted a workshop for those looking for help to navigate rough waters. Joining me this morning, Kuve Hirishi. You were at that workshop, huh?
I definitely was, yes. So the legal clinic for immigration is sort of still getting started. They don't have a home just yet, but they held this workshop for those who are eligible to become American citizens, so lawful permanent residents for at least 5 years, the whole shebang, green card holders, as you would. And the idea is, like you mentioned in that lead up, it's partly in response to changes in immigration policy at the federal level, but really just a response to the national rhetoric surrounding immigration. This is a process that everyone knows can be very daunting and expensive. Spoke to Amy Agbayani, one of the board members for this new legal clinic, to give us an idea of what they're trying to accomplish with this workshop.
Our work is to try and provide free or low-cost legal assistance to immigrants. And we're part of a national group of about 17 other sites supported by the Methodist Church, because it's clear that immigrants need legal assistance and there hardly is any available to them. We can't emphasize enough how important it is for these people to take the next step to become citizens. Otherwise, they're not going to be protected from a lot of the national, federal sort of attacks on immigrants, even legal immigrants.
That's right. So this was one of their first workshops this past Saturday at the First United Methodist Church. So the United Methodist Church nationally has this program to sort of help a lot of their parishioners are immigrants and not yet legal immigrants, or some of them undocumented. Here in Hawaii, Agbayani was saying we have about 52,000 people in Hawaii that are green card holders that are eligible for citizenship but just never thought about getting it until now, where we're seeing a lot of changes and these green card holders want to figure out how to more permanently protect themselves from any changes by becoming a citizen. So I did get to speak to an immigrant from Tahiti. Her name is Patricia Wilson. She's 58 years old, and she's been in Hawaii for 36 years. She's had a green card the whole time, and she's perfectly content with having the green card. But now she has her two children who are a legal resident here in Hawaii and citizens, and then grandchildren. She just welcomed new grandchildren into her family, and she was sort of on that fence of, okay, I don't want to ever risk being separated from my family. So I'm just going to go through this process. There's this legal clinic. I'll go check it out. I got to speak to her, and this is what she said.
I never believed or thought I would become one until now. I'm so happy that they're here to help us so we could finally go through our papers without making any mistakes. And you know that once it's sent, it won't be rejected.
That's right. She was a very lively interviewee there. But, you know, the mix of folks, there were about 20 attendees at this first citizenship workshop. And some were walk-ins. Some forgot some of their paperwork because this is, you know, a very long process. But it was a mix of folks in terms of age. But I'd say I noticed a lot of older folks. Not all were willing to talk, even off record, but many were green card holders. So they were just residents for a really long time and only now taking that plunge. But this TLC, this legal center that is coming up, is sort of looking specifically to serve those seeking asylum, family reunification, and sort of this relief from removal, so protecting them from deportation, which is a completely different. These aren't these are the undocumented. Mm-hmm. I think we've got 45,000 undocumented folks here in Hawaii specifically, and The legal clinic is looking to sort of help them navigate this process.
And I know the local libraries have tried to do their part so that folks who have questions can go and get good information.
Exactly. And the Legal Aid Society was there. So there were maybe 25 volunteers. So these are lawyers, students at the law school came down. Legal Aid Society folks were there, and just anyone else who wanted to volunteer their time to the cause, because cost-wise, I mean, the application for naturalization is like $720. On top of that, if you do go and find a lawyer to help you navigate that process, that's going to be another $1,500, $2,000 for immigrants who probably don't have that the means to that kind of money. So the legal clinic wipes out most of that legal fees by getting this pro bono help, and really makes it a lot easier. They were sitting there, the woman I talked to, Ms. Wilson, was there from 9 o'clock until maybe like 1, just sitting with a lawyer, going over everything, answering all her questions, asking all her questions. And I think that really made a difference in terms of, you kind of heard it in her voice. She knew she wasn't going to be able to, nobody was going to question her. And she got her questions answered. And it's a process that will likely lead to her becoming a U.S. citizen.
I know I've seen lots of stories about folks who are really scared because of, you know, the policy about if you've ever tapped any federal assistance programs, right? And
yes.
They're like nervous because they're like, well, yeah, we need help, but then now how does that affect their ability to become a citizen, right?
No, that is true. And that was actually, there were some citizens. I spoke to John Egan. He was one of the immigration lawyers there on Saturday. He brought the folks over from the UH Law School to work with the immigrants. And he was saying that there is, if someone was a green card holder and was convicted of a crime and they came to the clinic, that he would tell them to go find, you need a secure legal help. Don't try to put your put your application through the naturalization process. It's going to be flagged and you may possibly be deported. And that is a real, it's a real
concern.
Possibility. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, permanent residency can be revoked and green card holders can be deported under certain circumstances, especially dealing with crimes.
And you had mentioned that the church was involved because some of their members.
A large number of, especially the First United Methodist Church parishioners are Korean immigrants, and also a lot of Tongan and Samoan immigrants. And so the legal clinic is also trying to work with the Catholic churches as well, because we do know there are a lot of Filipino immigrants in that parishion also.
Right. No, Amy Epgani has been very active, you know, with her work at UH and
exactly.
Reaching out to the Filipino community. Yeah. So any idea when they might hold another workshop or where it might be?
Not anytime soon. I do think that they will have it at that First United Methodist Church. Mm. Partnership seems very good, and I think that's probably where it's going to be, but we'll have information if it does come up.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kuve.
Mahalo.
That was HPR's Kuve Hiraishi, who was there when a new legal clinic kicked off a workshop this weekend.
I'm Stephen Dubner. On the next Freakonomics Radio, our Hidden Side of Sports series continues with a look at how elite athletes are different from you and me.
I did a bunch of push-ups and sit-ups that night until I was throwing up.
And what if your goal is getting your kid into an elite university?
The answer, I think, is you want your kid to be a fencer.
That's next time on Freakonomics Radio.
Tuesday evening at 7.
On the next On Being, something completely different. Two lightning rod figures on opposite ends of the political spectrum in actual conversation.
If you want to persuade someone else, you have to be open to being persuaded yourself.
Sally Cohn and Eric Erickson together with me in Montana. I'm Krista Tippett. Join us.
Sunday morning at 10.
We have to go, but up tomorrow, what happens now that we've met Sophia the robot? We sit down with the futurist. We would like to hear from you. Call our talkback line. Leave us your comments. Here's that number, 808-792-8217. You can also email us at talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Catherine Cruz. Join us tomorrow, won't you, for more of The Conversation.